The immigrant visa system puzzles many immigrant families. Confusion often increases when the relationship between the petitioner, the person sponsoring the immigrant for green card benefits, and the beneficiary, the immigrant, changes during the permanent residence process. For instance, take the visa processing situation of a daughter, 21 years or older, of a U.S. citizen who gets married while her parents' petition is pending. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Immigrating through a family member is a two-step process. The first step requires the filing and approval of a family visa petition, known as an I-130 petition. The second step is the permanent resident application. When the I-130 is filed, the relationship between the petitioner and beneficiary determines which category, which waiting list, the beneficiary is placed into. There is a category for immediate relatives, for which the immigration process moves fairly quickly. And there are other categories, called the visa preference categories. The lower the preference category, the longer the wait for a green card interview. The petition for an unmarried daughter of a U.S. citizen under immigration law is classified as a first preference category filing. If the daughter gets married, her petition will drop into the third preference category. Her wait will be substantially longer. Now, what happens if the parent who filed the petition is a lawful permanent resident? Well, that too makes a difference. As the unmarried daughter, over 21, of a permanent resident, the I-130 petition is placed in the second preference category. Note that the petition filed by a U.S. citizen is placed in the higher category. This is part of the immigration visa process logic, which in essence ranks relationships. And citizenship relationships are deemed higher than permanent resident relationships for purposes of conveying immigration benefits for fellow family members. Let's say the daughter over 21 gets married. Now she loses her eligibility altogether. There are no visa preference categories for married sons and daughters of permanent residents who are 21 and older. Are there no solutions for her? Perhaps her spouse, depending on his immigration status, can petition her. She might even be placed in a higher category under a husband. Or maybe, with careful planning, her permanent resident parent naturalized before she was married. She would retain the ability to move forward in that scenario. This is a major reason why immigrants should not venture into filing their own petitions without first consulting with a seasoned immigration attorney. There are simply too many rules upon which an applicant can stumble and harm their chances of obtaining legalized status. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.